And now I want to invite a young man, Mark Pham. Come on down.
Thanks. Hey, everyone. So I'm Mark Pham, and I'm from Penrith. So who woke up on Sunday morning and was excited for summer school? Yeah? Well, I woke up, and I had nausea, fever, severe chest pain and stomach pains, and I couldn't breathe properly. And I was stuck in bed all day, and I was asleep in the car right here. But so Monday came, and I tried to push through the pain, only lying down in free time. And I tried to, you know, make the most out of my first summer school experience. But the pain became so intense that my sister had to take me to hospital to get tests done. I was given basic painkillers and sent away because the blood center was closed at that time of night. Tuesday came, and I couldn't move. The pain had become so severe that we went to a GP, and I got tested for everything, from an infection to a collapsed lung. We had to wait till Wednesday for the results to come back. So in the meantime, I asked for Costandi to pray over me, that these terrible pains would go away. As he started to pray, I felt this immense warmth inside my chest, and I remember hearing the words, "Praise Jesus, praise the Lord." At this moment, I could not help but smile, as this warmth seemed to engulf the pain, and sure enough, it was gone. Breathe in the Holy Spirit and out all anxieties, I was told. I remember leaving it saying, "I can finally breathe again." Sure enough, there was no more lying down and no more missing lectures for me. So Wednesday came and I asked Costandi to pray over me once more. Not for physical healing this time, as the pain was already gone, but for discernment for my direction in life. I needed to know where the Lord was calling me, and I feared that the mistakes I had made in the past would severely tarnish my future that I felt I was being called to, the path of teaching. Costandi, through prayer and just through basic general conversation, convinced me that past mistakes are in fact the past and do not let them interfere with my future calling. So Thursday came and it was time for baptism in the Holy Spirit. As I was being prayed over, this huge warmth consumed me once more and I fell. I felt this feeling of immense peace that filled a hole in me that I've never felt filled before, and I've tried to fill it with substance abuse and things in the past. I'd asked the Lord for the gifts of prophecy and healing. As I awoke, I felt this massive weight in my arms. It literally felt as if the weight of the world was in my hands, so much to the point my shoulders were physically buckling under the pressure. It hurt so much. I asked Costandi what this meant, and he had explained to me that it was the weight that I was feeling was the responsibility of the gifts that I had received, and I must use them to praise and honor the Lord and no one else. Through the miraculous things I've experienced, I am no longer the Mark Pham that came to Bathurst on Sunday. I'm leaving a new man, one faith-filled and determined to make a difference, as I try my hardest to follow Christ Jesus in every possible way. You are all here as my witness, as I make this commitment to myself and to God. Thank you.
Praise you, Jesus. Wow, isn't the Lord mighty? I'm sure, as I said earlier, that many of you can come up here and share. And that's not going to be enough time. But what we're going to do now, we're going to go into smaller areas, according geographical areas, so you can get to meet the people in your area, and you will have more chances to share in those local areas. Okay? So, as I mention the areas, we'll get the leader from that area to lead the people into a particular spot that's appointed to them, and you will have your sharing time there.